Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, a story out of 1 Kings chapter 18, beginning at verse 1. It was 3 years later that the Lord said to Elijah, "Go and tell King Ahab that I will soon send rain again." So Elijah went to tell him. Meanwhile, the famine had become very severe in Samaria, a city in northern Israel. Then Elijah said to Ahab, "Go and enjoy a good meal, for I hear a mighty rainstorm coming." So Ahab prepared a feast. But Elijah climbed to the top of Mount Carmel and got down on his knees with his face between his knees and said to his servant, "Go and look out toward the sea." He did, but returned to Elijah and told him, "I didn't see anything." Then Elijah told him, "Go again and again and again, seven times." Finally, the seventh time, his servant told him, "I saw a little cloud about the size of a man's hand rising from the sea." Then Elijah shouted, "Hurry to Ahab and tell him to get into his chariot and get down the mountains, or he'll be stopped by the rain." And sure enough, the sky was soon black with clouds, and a heavy wind brought a terrific rainstorm. Ahab left hastily for Jezreel, and the Lord gave special strength to Elijah, or another translation says, the Lord's hand was on Elijah, so that he was able to run ahead of Ahab's chariot to the entrance of the city. Well, here's what I want you to hear as we start today. God wants good for us. Let's start there. Believe it. Let's claim that. We see in the scripture that I just read that there had been a drought for over 3 years, a famine. The people were suffering. Then we see that God came to Elijah and promised him that he would send rain to end the drought. And he directed Elijah to go and tell King Ahab that. What is true with all the promises of God throughout scripture is that they are there for us to believe in and ours to claim in God's timing. So Elijah went and told King Ahab. You may not think that to be anything extraordinary, just going and telling the king that it's going to rain, especially that good news, but it points out that Elijah absolutely trusted God, because Elijah knew that if he told King Ahab, who is not a nice guy, that it was going to rain and then it didn't rain, the king would have probably had Elijah summarily put to death. So, after he told the king, we see Elijah and his young servant taking action on that promise of God that he was going to send rain by climbing together to the top of Mount Carmel to seek the rain, to ask for it, and to claim it. Elijah believed it was given because the Lord said so, but he also knew that his actions would demonstrate his belief in the Lord's promise and in his Lord. And when they arrived at the top of Mount Carmel, Elijah fell on his knees, put his face between his knees, and began to pray for rain. But he didn't just pray for it. He looked out for it to come. He expected and believed it would come. He claimed it from the God who had been faithful to him in the past. It was a promise of God, the God he loved, the God he followed, and he was asking God to deliver it. As we began, I said, God wants good for us. Is that you? Is that me? Do we believe that God wants good for us? Do we claim it, seek it, and then act on whatever we believe God has promised? Do we move out to become all he created us to be? Do we embrace and actively seek and look for all that God has planned for our lives? Or do we just kind of hang around, carrying a bag of doubts and skepticism on our back, waiting to see what will be? Maybe we don't believe that good is always in the cards for us. So we hang back a bit and wait. But not Elijah, not Elijah. He was all in, kneeling on the top of the mountain, actively claiming, looking for, and expecting what God had promised to happen. It was going to happen. I'm blessed to be on a Zoom call Bible study each Wednesday afternoon with a long-time friends and also some new friends from around the country. One of those friends in the Bible study introduced me last week to a concept, and I would suggest a requirement of prayer, which he called, makes me laugh, push, P-U-S-H, meaning to pray until something happens. Push. I love it. That was Elijah. He prayed, fully expecting something to happen. Six times he told his young servant to go out and look out toward the sea, to look out for it. But each time his servant came back and told Elijah, hey, no sign of rain. Six times, to me, seems like a reasonable number of times to ask and then to say, that's enough, I'm not going again. Five times seems reasonable too, to me. But not Elijah. He never stopped. He never gave up on the promise of the Lord. What about us? Isn't that sometimes the problem with us and our approach to reaching and looking for all that God has promised us and created us to be? We give up too soon. We stop asking. We stop praying for. We stop striving and working toward what we dream of. Maybe because we can't see with our natural eyes any tangible difference occurring yet. So we quit and maybe move on to something else or to nothing at all. We stop believing, if we ever did, that God is working and really planning good for us. His good, what he says is good, may not be what we think, but what he says is good. Nothing seems to be happening, at least not as we think it should. And yes, we often allow the critics, the voices of doom, the negative noise around us to dictate, diminish, and determine the level of our belief. And so, eventually, we stop believing. We stop moving forward in the direction we believe God has called us. We stop looking for what we want to happen, what we had hoped would happen. And the result? We never get there. We never achieve what we had set out to do. No rain yet, so time to stop. That's enough. Maybe God made a mistake and meant it for another day. Maybe I didn't listen right. Don't look anymore. Don't worry about it. Don't reach any higher or farther. Don't hope any longer. Despite the promise of God that rain or whatever it is we're hoping for was on the way, we stop. Nothing here, not happening yet. Time to quit. Time to stop. Time to throw in the towel. But not Elijah. He stood firmly on the promise that God had given him, rain. He would probably have prayed a bunch more if needed, but somewhere between the sixth and the seventh prayer of Elijah, there was a shift in the atmosphere. And Elijah's young servant, whom Elijah had sent out to look out for it, to look for rain seven times, remember? Well, he saw a small cloud, the size of a man's hand, rising up out of the sea. What if Elijah had quit praying after his sixth prayer? He may have forfeited the miracle, but he kept praying. He kept believing. And he kept looking for it. And the sky turned black, the winds blew, and the rains came. Interesting that Elijah told him to go seven times. Of course, the number seven has great significance throughout the Bible. 7 days of creation, all the sevens in Revelation, the seven statements of Christ from the cross, seven throughout Scripture. It is a number signifying completeness and perfection. In this world and all we go through, it's easy for us at times to give up on dreams, to give up on miracles, to give up on promises, to give up on people. We lose heart. We lose patience and faith. We experience temporary setbacks. Illnesses unexpectedly whack us. Failures hit, which we often allow to become permanent. Things don't come out as we planned. And we end up on the short side of a score, and so what do? We throw in the towel. We give up. Our image, which we believe to be so important, is now tarnished. And like a slow leak in a tire, it often happens without our even realizing it. Our prayer life and our believing starts to slowly lose air, heading toward becoming outright flat. We stop believing, little by little. The passion we need to be able to continue to reach for and follow what we believe in begins to fade. And often the reason we give up too soon is because we feel like we have failed if God doesn't answer in the way and when we had hoped. If things don't come out as we expected and when we expected, then we failed. If we come up short in the eyes of the world around us, we feel we failed. But that's not failure. The only way to fail is to stop believing, to stop praying and dreaming, to stop looking, to stop hoping, living, and reaching. Failure is not coming up short, having a setback, things not coming out as and when we planned, or being on the short side of a score. Failure is when we stop believing, stop praying, dreaming, when we stop looking, reaching, hoping, and living for what we want to happen. And remember, even though we may not get what we're asking for when we're asking for it, we're praying to the God who wants good for us. So hang on and see what happens. See what he does. Elijah never stopped. He kept believing. He kept looking. He kept praying. Prayer, by the way, think about it, is a no-lose proposition. Think about that. Who are we talking with anyway when we pray? Who are we asking to help us, to direct us, to lift us to all of our dreams? The God who is always at work for us and for our good. Dream, believe, reach, hope, look for, pray, keep going. God can always be counted on to fulfill his promises. And as my friend said the other day, push, push, pray until something happens. Because, my friends, with God, something always will. Let me pray for us. Thank you, Lord, for this time to stop and pause and remember that you're always at work in our lives. As Paul reminds us in Romans, you're always at work and always will work out everything for good. You're good, a whole lot better than anything we can come up with. So thank you for that. Thank you for the reminder of Elijah to move on, and for my friend to push, to keep on praying till something happens, to never stop, to keep believing, to keep looking, to keep praying. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that reminder. Thank you for the healing that's taken place in our friend in Atlanta. And thank you for the healing that continues to take place and the gift, knowledge you've given doctors. We just claim that healing and claim continued healing. Thank you, Lord. Be with those who are traveling today, tomorrow, and the days to come. Angels on the wingtips that are playing around their cars that go. Thank you for what you do for us. And thank you for today that we can pause and remember through the gift of your word and to the message of the story of Elijah, that no matter what, we just need to press on, to pray on, to continue on, to reach, to believe, to hope, because you are at work in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you do for us and with us, and will the days to come. In your Son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.